always on guard.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, June 12, 2012, and it's partly cloudy here in the state of Minnesota. I think it's like in the high 60s right now, so it's we're kind of chilling here. Outside of that, you have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murders wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, folks, real quick, I say this almost every show that I do. Don't wait until the last minute to call. We got three hang-ups right at the last minute last night. You'd like to be a part of the show? 1-877-807-9977. Give the opportunity of 53 countries listening to what you have to say. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to be a part of the show today. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Always have something going on, folks. You have to keep in mind with the Sons of Liberty, we're not reporters. We're making news where people report on the news that we make. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, again, thank you for the high fives. It's Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter 1, which is Bradley Dean 1. I'm sorry, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'll say it again. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, why do I say things twice? Because God always had to tell men things twice. Abraham, Abraham. Isaac, Isaac. Jacob, Jacob. Moses, Moses. There's really something about men that they have to be told. We really do. We have to be told twice all the time. I don't. People feel like they have to tell me three and four times. It's like, you want to tell me three more times before I catch on to what you had said the first time? I heard you the first time. But I say it over and over and over again. Like, for example, when I said the number is 1-877-807-9977, I was just considering the person that's driving along in his car. And I say, you know, like when you're listening to most radio programs, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. It's like, dude, I just turned the radio show on and you expect me to absorb that number that quick?
1-877-807-9977.
It's really how things should be played out. See, now we just had someone call in and they hung up again. I don't know what the deal is. And by the way, I'm not going to bite your head off if you call. I just mean what I say, folks. You think Bradley Dean's got an attitude problem? He does. I have an attitude problem with those that are trying to eradicate our freedoms, desecrate the memories of our veterans and our God in Jesus Christ. I have a serious problem with that. And by the way, so should you have a problem with that. And if you don't have a problem with that, I'd ask you the question, why don't you have a problem with what's going on in your country? Rather than capitulate, why don't you confront? That's how things change, right? So again, folks, that was my intro. Did you like that? And just think, that's my preface to what I'm going to talk about. Really quick, and you know what that means. You know what it means, folks, when a preacher says he's almost done? It means absolutely nothing is what it means. Matter of fact, every time I preach at church, I'll always say, you know what, real quick, guys. And when I say real quick, I know it's going to be a long night. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It really is a good thing. You know, as a matter of fact, Paul used to preach all night long. Remember when Eutychus was up on a porch and he fell over? And he took him up dead and he laid on and prayed for him and brought him back to life? He said, it'd be fine. Just give him some food. Man, when we go to church, most people have a problem with church going more than 45 minutes. It's like 45 minutes. Let's have church until we get churched. Amen. Amen. Obamacare. I'm going to talk about Obamacare for a couple minutes, and then I'm going to jump over to Mr. Eric Holder and the Department of Injustice. He's being called out like crazy. And, folks, I want to come back and say, I told you so. We have a lot of those here, I told you so's. We have to stay on topics that matter, folks, instead of being just inundated 24/7 in this country with new news over and over and over again. It's like, well, wait a second. Remember the news that you told us yesterday about Eric Holder, how he's corrupt and he's being called in for contempt? Okay, well, let's keep that on the burner until we see justice through, right? I mean, I have this piece of paper in front of me. It's called the Constitution of the United States. And this is what it says at the very beginning, the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. It says, we the people of the United States, listen carefully. We the people, that's us, we the people, that's the government, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, listen to the first thing, in order, establish justice. That's the first thing. You ever wonder why I'm talking about justice all the time? Because I want peace. And if you don't bring forth justice, you're not going to have peace. And I said yesterday, you know what? You see these heathens all the time. They have these stickers. You want justice? Then bring forth, or if you want peace, bring forth justice. And I think their little quote is, no peace, then no justice. You know, it's N-O and then it's K-N-O. You know, it's kind of one of those deals. But listen carefully. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, peace, provide for the common defense, that's us, promote the general welfare, the good of the people, not give them a free check, teach them to work, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, our kids, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. That is the preamble to the Constitution of your country, folks. I'll be right back talking about Abomination, Obamacare, and James Dobson saying, you know what? I won't bow to wicked Obama.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church leadership Pacific times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, I read something called the Constitution, the preamble. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, unified, friends, how do we bring forth union within the United States of America? We establish justice according to that Constitution, ensure domestic tranquility, so we have peace according to the end of justice and law in our country, provide for the common defense, the good, the protection of the people. Promote the general welfare, the good of the people. Good in biblical sense. Good like grandma and grandpa mean good. Good like the faithful preacher means good. Good like the faithful conservative and the patriot mean good. Good is the fruit of law, God's law. I go on. And secure the blessings which God gives of liberty. Liberty is only found in what the law permits to ourselves and to our posterity, to our kids. Yes! Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty is talking about taking care of our posterity, fighting for our posterity. Isn't that a novel idea? Yeah! I wish someone would have did that for me, I'll tell you that. They were too busy sunning themselves by the lake. Or hanging out with their boyfriends. Or living it up in their posterity. I go on. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Folks, let's go to Obamacare really quick. James Dobson, to his credit, not that I have anything to say about James Dobson to discredit him. It's interesting that he's leading up the church, and I think he's a psychiatrist or a psychologist. He's not even a preacher. This is kind of like Mel Gibson making the movie The Passion, because every time you look at what the church put out, it was always second rate. And here comes Mel Gibson doing it top notch. The church rallies around the heathen. But to Dobson's credit, he defies Obamacare. Quote, unquote, Dobson said, and I praise God for it, because it's about time. He said, I won't bow to wicked Obamacare. Huh. Interesting. Has anybody seen the movie For Greater Glory yet? Did you see what the Mexican government did to their people back in 1917? They started to shut down the churches. They started to prosecute and persecute preachers. They wanted them to shut their mouth. Notice how they didn't go to the left to tell them to shut their mouth. They went to those that were the light, because that light exposed the government's darkness, and they didn't like it. See how that works? For greater glory, what they wanted to do, which it's a true story, by the way, they started going after the church. They first told them, you're just going to have to shut everything down and don't ask any questions. Well, the church, in its faithfulness to God, stood up and protested. Protestant has meaning. Protestant! Protestant! Church! Protestant! Protestant! The light of the world! The salt of the earth! To stop the putrefaction, right, of wickedness in this earth. You know that the church that's supposed to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defied and defiled? Right and wrong according to God's law? Yeah, that one. That's the one I'm talking about. Well, what they did in Mexico is they went after the church, and when the church wouldn't stand down, you know what they did? They started killing them. Well, what we're seeing today is we're seeing the church begin to speak out, not just the Catholic Church, not just all the good Catholics out there, but James Dobson. Focus on the family. He said, I won't bow to wicked Obamacare. Folks, mark my words, so I'm going to say this again sooner or later, but I told you so. Push is going to come to shove sooner or later. And we're going to see how far this government wants to push before the American people stand up. And if you ask me right now, what's happening is the American people are saying they've had enough and they're standing up. And we can see that with Obamacare. But let me exemplify my point here. Romney and Obama, unconstitutional. I was listening to a conservative radio program today, which is not conservative. It's a lack of conservatism. And they were arguing about Romney and Obamacare, and the left said, Obamacare is Romney care. And I turned and I looked at my wife and I said, this is what's going to come on the right, because they tolerated the fact that this individual has been picked to be the representative for the Republican candidacy for the United States of America. That is to the right. You know, because everybody talks about the right and left. I don't agree with it at all. But the left said Obamacare is Romney care. How is Romney going to stand up to what Obama took on when Obama just copied Romney care? Well, some will say, well, that's just the option that we've been given is Romney. Well, then I say to you, then you better look for a better option, because he's not the option for the American people, because they already see what's coming down the line in November. Once the debates start, Obama's going to look at Romney and say, you're the author of this. Back to my point, the left said Obamacare is Romney care. The right said Romney doesn't believe in Obamacare. Who are these representatives? They ain't representing me. They're not representing the American people, because I don't think the American people are that stupid to say, well, Romney doesn't believe in it anymore. No, I know he doesn't believe in a lot of things anymore that he believed in before he ran for the Republican candidacy of the United States to be the president. America, well, they're blaming each other on quote unquote conservative radio, which is a lack of conservatism. Where does this put you, America? Where does it put you? Well, they argue and debate. Well, the Republicans and the Democrats, they debate What they're merely trying to do is refine the Constitution. And by the way, they're ignoring the Constitution. It's in the closet somewhere. Where does this put you while they sit there and play their little shenanigans and they meddle into things that they don't understand? Because I guarantee you, a good majority of them don't understand a thing they say. Roosevelt said back in the 30s, nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. Romney is up. He is a plan come forth. What happens while the government and the conservatives of the day, which is a lack thereof, the Constitution becomes subject to the opinion of the ignorant commentators. Which, as I said earlier, in most cases, they don't even know what they're talking about. How come nobody ever quotes the Constitution when they're supposedly debating? Because if the Constitution was in on the conversation, there would be nothing to debate. In the end of their debates, folks, the Constitution becomes completely irrelevant. They don't even incite. This is why lawyers are the problem. Isn't it interesting? Somebody goes to jail, but the lawyer that perverted the law? When the law was clearly broken, the lawyer gets involved and he tries to manipulate the law to make his client either guilty or innocent. And of course, in most cases, innocent. That's why he's a lawyer, right? For those that didn't understand this, I want you to hear me clearly. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are to the government of the United States of America. Listen carefully. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are to the government, thou shalt not. Not the other way around. For example, let me bring you to Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Article 1. Article 2. Shall not be infringed. That's the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Shall not be infringed. Number 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house. Number 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons. TSA folks, violation of your rights. Houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Yet they are being violated. Article 1 is being violated. Article 2 is they're attempting to violate it. Number 5 starts out with no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime. Folks, the Bill of Rights is a book of thou shalt nots to the government, not to you. Number 8, excessive bail shall not. 9, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not. This bars the government from what they're attempting to overthrow. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll pick up these phone calls.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Judgment defined in Webster's 1828. In law, the sentence of doom pronounced in any cause, civil or criminal, by the judge or court by which it is tried. Wow. Well, right before the break, I was basically sharing with the American people Obama Nation and how we have these supposed conservatives out there refining the Constitution. And, of course, they don't invoke the Constitution because the Constitution is a stumbling block to their ignorance in every sense of the word. And then I went on to share with everybody that the Bill of Rights is a bunch of thou shall nots to the government, not to the people. Congress shall make no law. Listen carefully. Congress shall make no law. And what do? They pull it out into public opinion, withholding our Bill of Rights. And then they begin to say, well, we can't have just one religion, but two religions. Well, listen, right there, folks, they've already failed the test. We have 15 different religions. You're going to have war within the gate. It says that in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8. But again, the Bill of Rights is a bunch of thou shalt nots to the government. And here, I'll just simply go to Article 2, a well-regulated militia. You are the militia, America, 18 years and older, and you are a male. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right, not the privilege, of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And it was written in such a manner to bar the government. So when they're talking about rights, they know that those rights came from God. But if I can deceive the people and dummy them down, they're not going to know the difference between rights and privileges, which the state gives, which in essence is the word privilege. And that's what comes up. privilege, not rights. But the Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights, I hope you caught that, the Bill of Rights, not privileges, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Article 4, Article 5, Article 6, Article 7, Article 8, 9, 10, all the way up to 22. No to the government, not to the American people. Back to Obamacare. Folks, Obamacare is unconstitutional. That's it. Nothing more. Folks, why is it in the hands of the Supreme Court? What, are they above our God-given rights? Do they have some other definition as to who we are in that Constitution? Because there's nothing constitutional about Obamanation or Romneycare. There's nothing constitutional. The government cannot come in and tell me that I have to buy health insurance. In my particular situation, I trust God. Again, why is it in the hands of the Supreme Court? What if they come down, folks, and they say, hey, listen, we're going to make everybody buy Obamacare. Well, folks, just keep in mind, this is the same Supreme Court that in 1962 struck down prayer. 81, the Ten Commandments. This is the Supreme Court, the demigods that said it was okay to murder a baby in the womb. Wow, that's interesting. Isn't it interesting the Supreme Court says that it's okay to kill a baby, but if a parent slaps his child, then they're thrown in jail for abuse. Or if there's double homicide in situations where a wife is with child, and the man kills the wife and the child, then it's double homicide. I don't understand it. Boy, this is confusing. It's confusing because you have a bunch of confused people in office. That's the problem. Again, the question is, why is it in the hands of a corrupt Supreme Court? Is it for the Supreme Court to overthrow the Constitution? Is it okay when they overthrow the Constitution? It is if the American people allow them to do so. But if we just look at it on paper, according to the Constitution of the United States, no, it's not for them to change or overthrow. America, let me ask you the question. How do you interpret no? No. How is it that the Supreme Court and Congress and Senate and some of our representatives, how come they don't understand the meaning of no? Because you have to enforce the definition of that word to them so they understand that you mean what you say. And that, again, comes back to the Constitution. Establish justice. Don't tolerate it. But if they can get you asking the wrong questions through diversion, then they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers now, do they? No, they don't. No, they don't. That's why you read the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. You can always tell a stick when it's crooked by laying a straight one next to it, friends. Let's take a couple of these phone calls. We got Julie in Kansas. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good, actually. I'm just getting phone calls, and I'm getting emails, and I'm getting phone calls. I'm talking about from both of my phones, but we'll just keep going with that. But we're doing good. Thank you, Julie.
All right. Well, I had a statement with what you said earlier in the show about, I think it's James Dobson, who said no to Obamacare.
Yeah. He said, quote, unquote, I won't, this is what he said, quote, unquote, I won't bow to wicked Obamacare. Good for him. That's the church's job. Good for him.
And, I was thinking, you don't bow, you don't burn.
That's right. And I'm sure that was the context that he meant. Folks, what Julie's sharing right now is Nebuchadnezzar, when he played music, he wanted everybody to bow. And what happened is there was three guys named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they said, no, we're not going to bow. So Nebuchadnezzar, the corrupt, tyrannical king, got angry with them. And he said, well, go ahead and throw them in the fire. and heat that fire up seven times hotter. Well, because they obeyed God, the fourth man shows up, that being Jesus Christ, and not a hair of their head was singed by that flame. And with that, everybody that went over to obey the corrupt king to make the fire seven times hotter, they died. Well, what happened, the end of the day shows forth, because they didn't bow, they didn't burn, and because of it, the name of the God of Israel was declared throughout all the land as the God. So what happens, church, is when you don't bow, you don't burn, and God is glorified that way and through no other way but through obedience. We just lost her. Good point. I don't know what happened there, Julie. You know, I bet people that listen to us constantly are saying, what is wrong with your phone lines? I don't know. Was that her or was that us? Okay, that was her. We got Dean in Maryland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Brad.
You got it.
Quick question. You were talking about Romney earlier, and the thing is, I've been watching the Republican nomination elections, and I've seen a lot of people come and go through there, and a lot of candidates that I personally would have liked a lot better than Romney.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the conservatives and the Republicans that I know are at best very tepid in their support of Romney, and you know, he's the lesser of two evils, as it were. And I'm just wondering, how is it that this guy is cinching up the nomination? I mean, is it just really that much ignorance on the part of delegates, or is there something more sinister going on behind the scenes?
Well, I don't think there's any question. If we look at Romney, we can look at his record. He's totally anti-gun. He's totally pro-abortion. He's totally homosexual marriage. And what happened is he gets into the limelight, and once he got there, all of a sudden he changed his mind. Well, his campaign manager already had said publicly that in the fall time, when Mitt Romney becomes, like they knew something before we knew it, which they did, when he becomes the candidate for the Republican Party, he said, we're just going to push the reset button. In other words, we're going to go back and show everybody our true colors. And that's what we're dealing with right now. When you have the establishment like the Bushes, you had Daddy Bush, you had Bush Jr., you had Jeb Bush, you had others across the country, which are establishment guys, and everybody already knows they're New World Order jokers for the most part. When you have all these guys standing behind Romney saying, he's our guy, he's our guy, you know there's something wrong, especially when the American people are saying, no, no to Romney, no to Romney. And I have street teams all over this country, Dean, and my street teams have yet to come back to me and tell me they have found one person that likes Romney from the American people. And I'm talking about thousands of people per street team, and I have five of them, per street team on a daily basis. Not one person is for Romney. And I'll tell you why they're being really, walking on eggshells with Romney, because people are afraid of Romney. They know if they look into his state, Massachusetts, where he came from, there was nothing but chaos when he was the governor. And everything he says to the American people, he's hoping that they just are dumbed down enough to believe what he has to say. And I don't think people believe it. But I think what's happening right now is I think it's being pushed to November. Obama's going to say exactly what I said. That's all he has to say to him is, you're the author of Obamacare through RomneyCare. And that's it. That's it. I mean, Obama has nothing to run on, but I'll tell you what, if he wanted one to pick out of the candidates that were there or offered to him as to who he should pick from, I'll tell you what, he got the pick of the cream of the crop. He got the best one he could have possibly wanted. And so everybody else is trying to figure out, well, why is this all that we have to deal with? Well, as I said earlier, Dean, and I'll let you have the last word, I think it's a sad place in America when they say, well, he's the lesser of two evils. Well, then you know what? Find the right one. If he was the only option that you were left with, then find another option. This is your country, not the establishment's country. And people have to wake up to that, and I think they are. So you go for it. You have the last word here, Dean.
Well, I think really what it boils down to is I think that America needs to repent by and large. And I don't think it matters as much who is in office in the White House as, you know, if Americans have Christ on the throne of their hearts. And unfortunately, to a large degree, we've lost that.
That's right.
But if we get back to that, I think whoever's in the White House, you know, becomes very, very secondary.
And you're exactly right. Thank you for the call, Dean, from Maryland. 83% of America professes Christianity. I'm trying to figure out where the Christianity's at.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know, a word of encouragement to all my listeners today, because we've been talking about establishing justice, which is found in the preamble of the Constitution of these United States. We establish justice. If you say to yourself, well, there's only little old me, how can I make a difference? If you ever feel like you're not making a difference when dealing with corruption in your government or in any other institution, try to go to sleep with a mosquito in your tent. Well, you say to yourself, well, I can't go to sleep because that one mosquito in my big old tent. That's my point. You can't go to sleep until you swat that mosquito. You're the mosquito in the corrupt politician's tent. Keep buzzing around until either he leaves the tent or you get more mosquitoes in there so he doesn't go to sleep for a week, and a month, and a year. Right before the break, we had a caller from Maryland. His name was Dean, and he had said, basically it comes down to this. He said it's a lack of Christ in men's hearts. I want to clarify this, and you need to hear me. Because Christianity is not responsible for the deception that exists among its professing disciples. The illustration that has been used before that you might just as reasonably hold the Cunard Company responsible for the suicide of a passenger who jumps overboard one of their vessels at sea. Had the person remained on the vessel, he would have been safe. And had the disciple remained true to his principles, he would never have turned out to be a hypocrite. Was anybody ever more severe in denouncing hypocrisy than Christ himself? No, there wasn't. You want to know why? Do you want to know the reason why every now and then the church is scandalized by the exposure of some leading church member of Sabbath school superintendent or pastor or preacher? It is not his Christianity, but his lack of Christianity. Some secret sin has been eating at the heart of the tree, and in a critical moment, it is blown down and its rottenness revealed. It's that simple. It is completely that simple. Now, real quick, guys, this is the last segment we have. Eric Holder is under fire from all angles right now, and I praise God for it, because he's painted himself in the corner that he's in today. He thought it was just going to go away. He thought Daryl Issa was just going to go away. But they didn't go away. And the American people are rising up even more as they're encouraged to see that their government, namely Daryl Issa, is doing something about what's going on here. Now, today we have an individual calling for the resignation of the Attorney General. I want you to listen up to this. This is great stuff. Go ahead, Kerry.
Well, unfortunately, it's been the culmination of stonewalling by the Attorney General on the investigation into Fast and Furious, but now culminating with his attempt to place an Obama campaign volunteer in the investigation of these leaks, these national security leaks that could well go to the very top of this administration. And the Attorney General agreed with me that we need someone independent and nonpartisan to conduct this very sensitive investigation into two of our most classified programs dealing with Iran and dealing with terrorism. But unfortunately, they all report to him, Eric Holder, and he's shown himself incapable of separating himself as a arm of the Obama administration and an independent attorney general that's supposed to be the chief law enforcement for the country.
So, Senator,
I think it's time for him to go.
Okay, he's exactly right. Now, isn't it interesting, folks, that they're talking about Fast and Furious, and then it kind of dribbled over into the national leaks. What's really interesting about all of this content that's being, or this conversation that's being played out in front of us, you have the Attorney General of the Department of Injustice who's putting guns into the hands of drug smugglers to commit crimes against the American people, to outrage against guns, so the senators, the politicians namely, can come in and grab the guns away. They had to create the crime. Okay, so now what they're talking about here is because of the national leaks. Attorney General of the Department of Injustice that's responsible for Fast and Furious was the one that was called upon to get two investigators into the Obama Nation administration to find out where the leaks came from. Folks, can you say the fox in the chicken coop again? So what we have is we have a faithful individual named Senator John Corn, and he's just kicking it out, and he's asking the right questions. So the next question is, are you asking for the resignation because of Fast and Furious, because of the national leaks, or because of combination of the way Holder is attempting to handle the two? You think? Go ahead and play that.
Well, it's a combination of things. I worried that when Attorney General Holder was nominated, that his conduct during the Clinton Justice Department demonstrated his inability.
Clinton administration. Folks, what you have around Obama Nation right now is Clinton's administration. And what you need to understand is Holder was a part of that administration along with Janet Reno, who was also held in contempt. As I've said so many times before, they have to commit the crime before they can be a part of this administration. I kid you negative, that's exactly the price that has to be paid. If they're willing to commit the crime, they'll be a part of this man's cabinet, his administration. And so what John is going back to is the fact, wait a second, I seen what he did with the Clintons, and this is where I wanted to tell you, I told you so. We have to look at the fruit, because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. We have to pay attention to the fruit of the individual, and look what he did with the Clinton administration through the Oklahoma City bombing, and now he's trying to do it through Fast and Furious. Because he got away with the Oklahoma City bombing, Now he's trying to do it with Fast and Furious. Now he's been busted. Now there's a leak in the administration with national security and Attorney General Eric Holder. Like, everybody's just going to look at him and say, well, he's a credible source. He appoints two investigators. Folks, he's the fox in the chicken coop. He's politically covering up for this administration all the way around the block. And he's appointing investigators to expose who he's protecting? Let's think. I want you to listen to the Attorney General's response to the request for his resignation. There shouldn't be a request for his resignation. That's not justice. He should be impeached, number one, and then he should be held to the crimes that he broke in a court of law, just like the rest of us would be. Go ahead and play that.
If you want to talk about Fast and Furious, I'm the Attorney General that put an end to the misguided tactics that were used in Fast and Furious. An Attorney General who I suppose...
After he put guns in their hands, friends.
...in higher regard, was briefed on these kinds of tactics in an operation called Wide Receiver and did nothing to stop them. Nothing. 300 guns at least walked in that instance. I'm also the Attorney General who called on an Inspector General to look into this matter, to investigate this matter. Mm-hmm. I'm also the Attorney General who made personnel changes at ATF and in the U.S. Attorney's Office that was involved. Mm-hmm. I've overseen the changes of processes and procedures within ATF to make sure that this doesn't happen ever again. So I don't have any intention of resigning.
No, you have to fire him. Hey, friends. Back in the 70s, when I was just a little toddler in diapers, Richard Nixon, when he was busted for Watergate, you know what he said? This is a Marxist or a socialist retaliation. Richard Nixon told his defense team to prosecute and persecute the prosecution. Put the prosecution in question. Richard Nixon said that back in the 70s. He had to resign. Now, folks, what did he just say? He's doing the same thing. He begins to put them, hey, this is a Republican's way of political retaliation because they're trying to make Obama look as bad. No, no, no. Obama's earned this. Eric Holder's earned this. They don't need any help looking bad, friends. This is as corrupt as it can get. For the time being. But Richard Nixon, just like Eric Holder just did, attack the prosecution. Attack those that are attacking you and put them into question. That's what Marxists do. That's what socialists do. They hate the law. They war against the law. And this is what you have them doing right now. How will Eric Holder's resignation solve the questions left unanswered about Fast and Furious? Because if he gets away with it, where he's not held liable for the crimes that he's broken, they're just going to put someone else in there to finish the job. So let's go ahead and play that last piece, please.
Well, if Eric Holder won't conduct an independent and nonpartisan investigation into things like Fast and Furious and these national security leaks, then it's time for him to quit and let President Obama appoint someone who will. Eric Holder has refused to...